Joining me now to discuss this week's events, New Mexico U.S. Senator Ben Ray Lujan. Senator, let's start with your reaction to the attack on the Capitol. I'm sure that you didn't think that this is how your time in the Senate would begin.
Well, Fred, yesterday was a very dark day in our nation's history, and to see people come together, you know, these thugs and this very violent attack on our republic, on our nation's capital, storm the United States Capitol. There's been so much reflection that this has only happened twice in our nation's history. You have to go back to the War of 1812. And now, January 6th of 2020, where people went in, people were killed, people lost their lives. And this all happened after President Trump called on his supporters to be in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, which was of 2020, which was the day that the electoral votes would be counted in the U.S. Senate and in the U.S. House. And at 11 a.m. on Wednesday morning, which was yesterday, the president held a large rally at the ellipse of the White House and then called on that group to march to the U.S. Capitol and to say that Republicans that did not support him, that they were weak and that people should be held accountable. And after this attack on the U.S. Capitol began and the storming took place, and the Capitol was overtaken after windows being shattered and offices being destroyed and people losing their lives, President Trump still would not call for those people to back down. As a matter of fact, it took some time. And only after Leader Schumer, Speaker Pelosi, President-elect Biden, even Vice President Pence, Mitch McConnell, and others condemned what was happening, it seemed like hours later that President Trump finally said to that crowd to go home. And even then, those words seemed to ring hollow. This is just not right. And I was already disappointed in this president, but now we're seeing a call from Democratic members, from Republicans across America, for the president to step down, for the 25th Amendment to be invoked. We're now seeing cabinet members that were appointed by President Trump resigning, leaving, walking away because of their disgust and disdain for what we saw yesterday. It was a very bad day in America, what we saw.
Do you believe, Senator, that he should be removed from office?
I'm very concerned with what we saw over the last few days that culminated in these attacks and these this insurgence into the U.S. Capitol. And the president is responsible for this. And I think the 25th Amendment is appropriate. And those cabinet officials that it's being reported are already getting together to talk about this. Many people, including myself, are very concerned with what the president can do over the last 2 weeks of his presidency because of what we witnessed yesterday. It's not a matter of what could happen. We saw what happened yesterday with this president still in the White House.
Well, if that does not happen, if the 25th Amendment is not invoked, should impeachment proceedings begin?
Well, as you know, Fred, I voted to impeach the president of the United States a year ago. I don't know if there is enough time for that to occur between now and the end of his presidency. But if that came forward, I would support that as well.
Okay. Anything else that you would like to say about this incident and things that you think need to be done to prevent something like this from happening again?
Well, Fred, we need a commander-in-chief of the United States, the president of the United States, not to call and incite violence in our country. Congressman Louie Gohmert, you may remember, he's a congressman from Texas. Last week, he said that there should be violence in the streets of America. over President Trump's loss of this election. In the end, elected leaders need to tell the American people the truth about the outcome of these elections. President-elect Biden won this election with 306 electoral votes. A record number of people voted for President-elect Biden and Vice President-elect Harris. Just as we heard from our Democratic senators yesterday, like Cory Booker and leader Schumer and Dick Durbin, we also heard from Mitt Romney and Lindsey Graham, who called on these Republican leaders that are supporting this effort of President Trump to tell the American people the truth of the outcome of this election, as opposed to spreading those conspiracy theories. So that needs to happen. And then just lastly, Fred, you know, just to share with you and to all the listeners, yesterday when we were in the United States Senate in session, hearing debate from U.S. senators, you could hear the growing noise coming from the front of the United States Capitol. And just as you, the noise got louder and louder, you saw Secret Service descend into the United States Chamber. They were able to get the vice president. They escorted the vice president out of the chamber. Then Capitol Police and other Secret Service came into the Senate floor, and there was a lot of noise and yelling, and they were saying, lock the doors, the Capitol has been breached. And so as they locked all the doors in the Senate chamber, there was a lot of unease and uncertainty, and you could hear the loud noise. And then somebody in the chamber said, there have been shots fired in the Capitol. And then moments later, there was a lot of noise, and then they said, get them out of here. And then they opened up one of those doors, and they moved everyone in the Senate chamber to a secure location. And then to see the Capitol just destroyed, a symbol of our democracy, of our republic, from our founders and our Constitution, Fred, destroyed the way that it was. Again, two times in our nation's history, back in 1812 and now January 6th of 2020. This is a bad day, and I'm hopeful that everyone that is responsible for this be held accountable.
Well, we're very glad that you are safe and that you were able to take a few minutes with us today to talk about this. And we look forward to talking with you again soon on hopefully other circumstances and legislation that you want to pursue in the Senate.
I look forward to that, Fred. And, you know, just want to thank all of the people of New Mexico who reached out via social media with phone calls and text messages and email for their prayers and for their concern. And, you know, especially now with families facing all the challenges with COVID-19, I'm encouraged that now that these two Senate seats were won in Georgia, that we'll have a Democratic majority in the Senate, that we'll have a Democratic majority in the House, and we can work with President-elect Biden and Harris and finally deliver that relief that the American people and our fellow New Mexicans deserve to help them rebuild and recover, sir. So I look forward to talking to you more in the future, Fred.
Senator Ben Ray Lujan, Senator, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, sir.